Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we touched on the Red Sox big weekend against the Yankees. They're off, and then they head to Pittsburgh, where we get to see our guy, O'Neal Cruz.
Oh, just throwing gas from short.
6'7" shortstop. Oh, baby. That's the kind of guy you wanted a tight end to maybe jump up and make some plays in the Patriots offense. And with that, we welcome in one of our many Patriot insiders here at WEEI, WEEI.com, our friend Andy Hart.
Am I one, two, or three?
I don't know.
I think one.
Oh, nice.
I think you got more
senior.
Can I get the senior?
Yes. I'm like Matt Patricia. Isn't he the senior football advisor?
That's right. I think you could tag him.
All right,
on.
I'm senior.
No problem.
And if they can get the Patriots to pay part of your money since you used to work here, that'd be great.
Perfect.
Right? It's like what they're doing with Matt Patricia.
I don't think.
Why no
when you
title?
Pull that trick, I don't think you fall for that trick.
No, yeah.
Right?
I don't think that's the way
Bill would be on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure it works
what's
that way.
What's this money to heart? What's going on here?
So how's the process going today, boys?
Well, we touched on the process. Let's ask you this question.
I know. Joel Embiid. Here we go.
What is the process in your opinion?
The process is they are going through a lot of changes, and they're not exactly sure how it's all going to play out. That would be my opinion of the process, whether it's the offense, the scheme, tweaking it, the streamlining, the dumbing down, whatever the various adjectives we've gotten. And I do think initially they tried to sell it as streamlining, right? Verbiage and sort of stuff. It's more significant than that, I think, is becoming clear. Enough players have called it the new offense and the new things we're trying to do and the things we're working through and the struggles. I think it's clear it's more than just, you know, changing Rip and Liz to Rhonda and Louie or whatever, like you think of at the high school level.
Yeah, right.
We used to go animals.
Oh,
rabbit
nice.
And lion.
We had rhino and lion.
And there was
rhino. Well, rhino sounds tough.
Well,
like,
because
going to the right or left, we'll just stop them right there.
Like you change it.
And then our quarterback had to learn all of the animals with an R and all of them with an L, so that you
rabbit, lion, rhinoceros.
Yeah, rhino was one. Yeah, you start to think about it a little bit. Yeah.
Lizard.
There aren't as many.
Luigi.
But when you go, but when you yell rutabaga, it's a vegetable, so you know that there's no audible. Change.
You gotta wonder why teams just haven't said right.
I know.
Left.
That might actually screw them up. Yeah, they're like, wait a minute.
I think they're messing with us.
Was it Rhonda?
Just run to the right.
It wasn't Rhonda.
It doesn't matter.
That's the other thing too. Guy yells Rhonda. There's some lady in the stands going, who's Rhonda?
Why are they yelling at me?
What is this? Who is
Linda?
That?
Linda.
They did do the Linda call.
That's the band name.
That was it. Yeah, they did do that.
Or that's the real special play. Whenever you bust that out, then you know here comes the 52 skidoo with the river. And throw it up
there. Good play. Do you think hitting everybody over the head with process, and it started after the last preseason game?
Yeah, or just the process. Don't you worry about it, by the way.
I'm not worried about it. As I said,
great.
I haven't slept in 6 weeks thinking about this. But is by saying process and by clearly letting everybody know that it's a process and all the players to sort of do that, is it a little bit of an acknowledgement that things haven't gone super smooth?
Oh, yeah. And Brian Hoyer last week, David Andrews today, like all of these guys, especially the veterans that are pretty comfortable in themselves, in their role, have acknowledged it. You know, it's not going as well, but change is change. Like you have to work through change. Right. And we knew regardless of what they chose to do, there was going to be a significant change. You know,
lose
Josh McDaniels and, you know, seamlessly roll right into, I know there was the idea of Billy O'Brien, but once that door closed or never opened, you knew there was going to be change. And I hate change personally.
Me too. I despise change.
I'm
good with it.
So, and you're seeing they're not good with it either through 3 weeks. Now, the question is, do they believe what they're saying, this faith in the process? Like Trent Brown said process today. 8 times in his press conference. No chance he would have said that on a normal day.
No,
that
was this was written on
brainwashed
the big board
into
in
him somehow, some way, playing in his speaker, his locker, whatever. Do they believe? Because the other thing that has been very common, and I found it interesting that Trent Brown actually brought it up today, but it started weeks ago, Jakobi Meyers talking about this offense is going to let our playmakers make more plays. And that's right. A good selling point, by the way. If you're a coach to receivers, why are we going through these changes? Because you're going to make more plays. Okay, you hooked the guy, right? He's looking at bigger numbers, bigger money, bigger fun, the whole thing. Question in the back for me would be, when did the plays start? Because I've seen nothing. Maybe it's Randy Moss. Maybe they are rope-a-dope snookering us, and flinging it all over the field. But do they actually believe what they are regurgitating, and where is the doubt? Because today I found it interesting. We know that Mac Jones has been frustrated. He has shown frustration with the hands up and some of the on-field histrionics. He's also talked about being frustrated, which I think is natural. That's fine.
Sure.
You're supposed to be frustrated when things aren't going the way you want them to. But last week, Joe Judge said, "No, I'm not really aware of that." And today, Matt Patricia's like, "No, I haven't really seen that." I'm like,
"Really?
You two guys are running the offense in whatever this process is.
One's his quarterback's coach.
One's his play caller or seemingly primary play caller. And you guys haven't noticed that your second year that would alarm me a little bit.
Don't worry about that. We'll work it out."
Yeah, I'm more worried about that than the on-field stuff.
Like, yeah, no, there's a little bit of that. Now, do you have any working theories on why Mac Jones and most of the starters didn't play week one? Like, was that the plan all along, you think? Or did it have something to do with it has been a mess?
I don't think it being a mess helped at all. I don't necessarily know the idea that he was afraid to put him out there. They would get embarrassed or exposed or whatever that is. I think I'd start backwards from Bill loves joint practices, loves them. Ever since, I keep going back to that year in Richmond against the,
then Redskins,
when they worked the ones to the, Julian Edelman passed out, like fell flat on his face at the end of that. It was hot, but they ran probably 75 reps of their offense versus the ones for the defense of Washington. I think he's just fallen in love with this. And if you look at it that way, then you still have these 2 days, then a preseason game, then another 2 days with Josh's team, then another preseason game. So it's not like on the surface, I think you say, whoa, you only have 3 preseason games now, and you just eliminated one of them. What are you doing there? I think he looks at these joint practices as like the cat's meow.
So that's tomorrow where you get all we should get a lot.
I just actually heard a security guard tell a kid, hey, come back tomorrow. It'll be more fun. Because today was not.
Today was the day to get your autographs, though,
yes,
right?
Today was easy autograph day. Tomorrow will be packed.
So if you're the pond scum that sent some 12-year-old with a bunch of footballs to get signed so you can flip them on eBay tonight, you probably got some good signatures
today's
on
your day.
There.
Probably. But the other thing that jumps out to me, and I'm sure you guys have noticed being here most days, is this the easiest camp you've ever seen in your life? The starters have now gone a full week with really doing nothing.
It's amazing. Like, sitting up here, it's been, 2 days of pads, or two, maybe three, and it just seems like the practices are quick. I know they're not.
They are.
Like, whatever. But it seems like it hums by, and it's chewed up with special teams as well. You see guys on the side just kind of throwing it around. I think one guy has hit the ground once.
Yeah.
One player has hit the ground.
It's been a different kind of camp.
And I know Bill mentioned last week about how healthy they are. And, it's the healthiest we've ever been. And, obviously, if you it's like having a car with low miles. It means you never drove it. That's great. It's got low miles. You can sell it. But did you buy it to drive it or buy it to sit in your garage?
Yeah.
And I can't ever remember a camp like this, especially this past week, where you go, they had that Monday kind of terrible practice. It lightened up to not much on Tuesday. Wednesday's pregame. They don't play Thursday. No practice Friday. I mean, they were here, but not really a practice.
Yeah.
Nothing Saturday or Sunday. And they're out here today in shells and no pads. Like, the starters have gone a full week without really doing anything. So forget two-a-days. They no longer have one-a-days half these
guys. Yeah, it almost feels like those padded practices, because you have only a certain allotment during camp, that at least 4 of those are gobbled up with the whole, joint practices.
But you still got to get the team ready.
No, I agree with you, and I think that's why Bill, in part, loves the joint practices. and especially with people that he's familiar with or who worship him. Like, right. You can see Matt Rule. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, we'll be bowing.
What do you
want to
do? Yes, sir. Yes. This will be great. And 100%. Then with McDaniels, it's the, I let you take Lombardi, so we're going to run things my way kind of thing.
Bill called Rule a football guy today.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got that in common.
Oh, yeah. Like, there. He's going to be laying it on thick. Andy Hart
join the staff next year if you want him.
Oh, no.
You might need him.
Oh, no. He's got $9 million at a college job written over him, that's Matt Rule.
No, so he's perfect for here. He's going to be making $9 million. They can pay him $25,000 to be senior. I don't even know. Is he an offensive guy? I don't even know what Rule is.
He was rooted in defense, but believe it or not, he's big on special teams and
great.
Started to bring him into. Yeah, there
you go. He's versatile? Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Senior football advisor 2.0 after you have to take Patricia off the books in that role.
Well, when Vanderbilt fires their coach after a two-win season this year, Matt Rule will go riding in there for $7 million and not even blink.
SEC football.
SEC football, baby, exactly. Andy Hart of WEEI.com is with us. Started to see a little more or different kind of usage out of the tight ends today.
Well, certainly they are not giving up on Jonnu Smith.
No.
The crossers, the jet sweeps, the quick outs. Like,
lined up as a fullback.
The whole thing. Love it. Now do it in the regular season, because I saw it all last summer, too. Like, they were going to do that with him all last summer. You got to the season, and he crapped
his
pants.
Well, he had Jakob Johnson.
But they wanted...
It's like there's a fullback that's one of the 100 top players in the league, so why would you punt on the position?
Kyle Juszczyk is.
Kyle Juszczyk.
You're thinking of Kyle Juszczyk.
So, show me in September, and we'll see if that is going to come to fruition. Now, Hunter Henry is Hunter Henry. I think we all believe he's a good player, not a great player. He's probably where he landed, worthy of being borderline top 10 tight end. He'll get his 6 to 8 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns in a good year. But I continue to look at where is the playmaking coming from. And if you sell yourself on, because that's all I've heard from the players, offense equals playmaking, Kendrick Bourne to me has been has he been out here?
He had a good motion all the way across the formation.
Great. Love a good motion. Didn't screw up the motion. That's part of the process. Don't screw up the motion.
Debo motion.
The playmaking, Nelson Aguilar, he made a great catch today in the
one-handed catch. Absolutely.
The last time I saw him in the stadium in the practice, he was dropping one off the 1 and the 5 that bounced up so high it was then picked off by the safety on what should have been a touchdown. You have this idea that some people still think they want to trade him. I don't know who's going to trade for him.
I don't know.
I keep asking Fitzy because he keeps bringing up the trade, and I keep saying,
where?
Dumb or dumber, which team is going to trade for him?
Find the squad.
Like, who's taking a $9 million salary on a veteran receiver who's been a disappointment his entire career except 1 year with the Raiders, basically?
Your contract year.
So I like the receiving corps. I keep using the word breadth. Breadth of talent.
The breadth of talent.
Breath.
Breath of the Wild?
Is this a Discover commercial? Breath. That's breath.
I think it can help you in the Pan Pam situation.
But I still look for playmaking, and I think Mac needs playmaking. Like, they keep selling me on the playmaking of this offense, and I don't
Thornton
see a lot.
Is the best receiver? Not the
yes.
best. Okay.
Like, he might be the best receiver. He has the best future.
I know that, but I'm saying he's also had the best camp, too, hasn't he?
I think he's the most well-rounded.
Most explosive.
But he catches the ball. He tracks the ball. Like, the whole thing. I think he looks like a real receiver, not just like a rookie speed deep threat who I'll put in every once in a while to chuck it deep.
Yeah, put him in the slot and let him run a go route.
I think he can run. I'd like to see him on some of the Jonnu Smith stuff where it's jet motion, see how they adjust to it, or just drag him across the formation, catch it in stride, and see if he can find a seam and turn it upfield, because he's explosive. I think we saw he can hang on an NFL field against the
Giants. Know, there is one thing that I think you can kind of take away for as much as, and I know, Rich, you and I talked about it because it was after preseason game number one where it was, well, we want to get the ball down the field, I think some will be like, wow, they're going to chuck it and duck it. You still see a lot of the throws, even when Brady was here, 10 yards on the line of scrimmage, even a lot of these throws still, and it's going to be playmaking based on design. And to me, the playmaking comes from the quarterback being able to do what he needs to do, deliver the ball in stride, and then let those guys make plays. Because I know there's going to be a bunch of people who are like, wow, playmaking is you run 60 and throw it up underneath of them. Nope. There's going to be more throws within 10 to 15 yards on the line of scrimmage than there are going to be those that are going to press down the field.
Right. Get the guys the ball in space doesn't mean space deep down the field.
Bingo.
100%.
The Bailey Zappi back shoulder punts that
he was
throwing.
Okay, can we get into this for just a second?
Yeah.
Like, when exactly, because you're a football guy, and I don't know when this happened, when did an underthrown ball become back shoulder?
Because
like it's this skill.
Brian Hoyer lights up the world with the back shoulder.
If Brady does it or Rodgers does it, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You're a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
When Zappy does it, I go, I think you underthrew him and got lucky there.
Yeah. I'm with you. Back shoulder throws are thrown to a spot.
Yes.
It's the fascination with wide receivers have to do all of these things when in reality it's like, okay, they don't have to they all don't have to do everything the same, but a back shoulder throw is you're thrown to space, not holy crap, there's no one around.
Right.
Hopefully my guy can make a play.
And sometimes you see back shoulders in like the red zone where clearly the receiver breaks and then he turns back shoulder at the pylon. You're
right.
Like,
that
was literally a back shoulder
pylon throw. Yep.
Not sure everyone that the color commentators call back shoulder, especially when they're ex quarterbacks and they're like, yeah, it's a good back shoulder throw. it was underthrown.
Every quarterback ever. All right, with James White's retirement, is that good news for Ty Montgomery? Is it more Ramondre Stevenson? One of the rookies carve out a niche? What's the trickle down?
I'm not buying the rookies.
Yeah, me either.
I know other people are trying to sell Pierre Strong as the next big thing and Kevin Harris. Like,
I think
you have a good running back core with Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, and I have been impressed with Ty Montgomery.
They gave him a handoff inside the red area down there.
I think he is on the roster and will contribute in a variety of ways, and that's who he is. I think Ty Montgomery's a classic. Well, if you try to make him just your third down back, you'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
And if you try to make him just a slot receiver, you'll be disappointed. But if you blend everything together and you get to the end of the year and say he's got, I don't know, 48 carries and he's got like 27 catches and you kind of picked your spots.
Is he a fantasy flyer?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, the fantasy question goes down to Harrison Stevenson
in
a PPR. Going to geek it up a little bit for a second
there.
Here. I like Stevenson. I think he's going to catch 45 balls, somewhere going to approach 50 catches. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm going to be real interested to see how that develops.
Because you remember, James White at his best was 80 catches, 78 catches.
Right.
Like,
No.
You know, I don't think you're getting that from anybody, that replication.
No.
But Brandon Bolden caught 40 passes a year
ago. He did.
And I think if Stevenson catches 40 passes, there'll be more big plays, there'll be more scores. He's a better athlete, a better player.
Yep.
So I like Stevenson not only in that role, but he's the upside guy. I keep saying Le'Veon Bell. I think he could be a three-down guy.
And that
you don't have to laugh in my face. I am a Patriots expert and insider, senior insider.
It took it away.
That's true. It is a revocable title. But the whole thrown to running backs, that's a bigger part of this offense than I think people realize. Mack last year, I think he was at like 81 or 2% in terms of a completion percentage to running backs. And with the way the league is going right now, it's the whole get somebody in space and get yourself 5 yards. And that's, to your point, Andy, that's where Ty Montgomery, it looks like he's going to fit in early on versus those rookies where – they're going to, you know, those two kids are going to play in preseason game number two, and then we're really going to find out about them.
Right.
Because that's where we learned pretty quick that Ramondre Stevenson didn't understand what a third down block was, and then they got him out of there after that fumble, sort of retooled him a little bit and got him up to speed.
And, I mean, they all went through it. James White went through it. Damian Harris, I was crowing and just wanted to see Damian Harris. They wouldn't play him. Like, they don't feel comfortable. Now, I know they was Ivan Fears, and I guess you could argue that maybe they look at it differently now, but I doubt it. It's still Bill.
And
it's
Tom
still
Brady in there as well.
Right, a little
more finicky than
I don't want to get Mac killed either. He's the future. Hell, I'd rather get Brady killed in year 17 than Mac in year 2. I'm trying to get 2 decades out of this guy. So I still think it's the veteran guys that are the core of the backfield, and then even Montgomery, again, I think diminishing returns. I think if you lean on him too much, because if you look back, we all remember that Packers year where he made the transition.
Yeah, it was like a second year in the league.
It was like six years ago.
Yeah, it was
like
a while ago.
He's kind of a journeyman. I don't want to say jag. That seems disrespectful, but
he's like a poor man's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
also a poor man's.
He's in the middle. How about this? He's in the middle part of the players in the league.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
Instead of saying the Jag,
it's disrespectful.
He's in a big middle class.
He's not one of the 100 best.
To answer your question, no. And
he's
is Mac one of the 100 best?
No. 85.
No, I know
I didn't do the exercise yet, but I would say no. I don't have my big
board. Well, you have like 48 receivers in there, so after that, you're running out of room. I just wonder, is that one of those?
But
we put quarterbacks in, so like I didn't run the numbers, how many quarterbacks are in there.
They've only done the bottom 50, and I saw Kirk Cousins was in there, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray.
They're all better than Mac.
Yeah, but there's going to be another 10. Like, right. We haven't gotten to
– It's voted on by the players, so you
it
have
sort
to
of is. Sort of is. Yeah. I've watched players vote on it. It's
oh, yeah. It's like
give
the
me a
Pro
name.
Bowl.
Give me a name.
Hey, and it's always like the practice squatters. Like, they almost never get – they're always the in the locker room for like one day, these producers from NFL Network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's always like practice squatters, end of the roster guys. They almost never get the stars doing
it. So as voted on by the Ventrone brothers, your top 100.
And Mac's in there, and the guy saw Mac on TV and was like, he seems like a nice fellow. I'll put him in there.
He's got good spunk. Good energy.
Yeah, yeah. He does have good energy.
He does. I like that.
I'd like to see a few more plays.
Sometimes it's negative energy.
No.
Frustration. No.
I have not seen that. Joe Judge has not seen that. Matt Patricia's not seen that.
Fair enough.
Everyone else has, though.
Everyone else has.
I've seen it from up here. I have terrible eyesight.
Including some kid who wants an autograph.
Yep.
He has seen it,
too. He's on the whole thing.
By the way, Andy Hart has a column up right now, WEEI.com, and it's about how important this week is for Bill Belichick and crew, and his first line is stolen from Jim Ross, the great wrestling
announcer.
Yeah, good
old JR.
Business is seemingly, and then in parentheses, hopefully,
hopefully
about to pick up.
Well, am I wrong? Like,
fingers crossed. No, I would think so,
aren't we getting close to, like, now or never point where then you're like, holy crap, there's a game coming.
Like, no, the joint practice thing is a good point.
Succeed,
like, Bill's
figure
loved that
out.
Next 2 days are pretty
tomorrow.
Big.
Pretty
yeah, and this is good work environment, but what if they get their asses kicked by Baker Mayfield and Brian Burns and Jeremy Chin
Baker Mayfield, nice
Christian
player.
McCaffrey?
Or do you think there's going to be any Burns, Mac Jones?
The ankle. Tried to break
his
leg.
Yeah, he did.
There should be.
Brought up tomorrow?
I want a brawl.
He did. He wanted to fight everybody.
He tried, right?
He might get one.
Let's go.
I'll be here.
Stuff's about to get
maybe safe distance away.
You know what?
Though.
That'll be good, though. That'll, like, unify the Patriots. And then from
the
that point on, they would
Brian
never bat again.
Brian Burns tried to fight the whole sideline.
When Matt Patricia pushes a player on the other team, then you know. Just like it was at Pittsburgh the other day something like that. Oh, my goodness. There goes our friend Andy Hart of WEEI.com. And Andy will be in for Rich. Are you Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Yeah.
I'm just unaware. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah,
so
which
on the back end.
Just realized I'll be doing 10 to 2 on the radio, and then I'm going to the game at night. That's a long day.
It's a busy day.
That's why I'm the senior.
You're the senior.
Senior
something.
Insider.
We'll check your LinkedIn.
You're a senior.
I haven't updated. I had one of those like 15.
Says Pats.com
says Patriots Football Weekly. The paper went out of business 10 years ago.
Now they got Andy Hart porn director up there. Like, somebody hacked into
Well, it's
that
a good
thing.
Sign because the people who update it frequently are the people looking for jobs. So the fact that you haven't, that's actually. That's
nice
a good
spin.
Yep.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing great.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.